Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Things. They're at a wedding. They're at this event. They've got that.
Live your life.
We get that this thing's not going off until like 1 a.m., right? Is that crazy that I think that? I mean, the event starts whenever it starts. I'm guessing it's like 8 p.m. or something. They've got the initial fights of the night. But normally when Mayweather fights, this thing goes, generally the pay-per-view, those nights, it goes to like 2 and his fight starts around 1. I would bet every amount of money in my pocket right now, which is like $3, that this thing will not start before 12:30 in the morning.
I mean, there's a possibility, but not before midnight. I mean, right. I think we all need to be very clear about that.
This is like Guns N' Roses, the show starts at 9, but when do they go on? You know what I mean? When does Axl feel like it?
Because they sell the event as the entire night.
Correct. I'm pretty
sure. How many fights are on this card? I mean, by the way, there's zero chance that I know anyone else fighting.
Yeah, name anyone else fighting.
I don't know that, unless you're a big boxing fan, anyone would. Like, 75% of the audience that's buying this fight are people like me who don't care that much about boxing and watch the biggest fights once every couple of years. The last fight I was this excited about was Mayweather and Pacquiao. Shocker. I'm back to watch another Mayweather fight, even though I thought that one stunk. I do generally watch when he fights somehow, some way. Like, after the fact, I'll get video of it. I am intrigued by Floyd Mayweather just because I want to see him get knocked out.
Yeah, of course.
I've always wanted to see him get knocked out.
So, I've got a couple of these things. So, Yordanis Ugas versus Thomas Delorme.
Don't care about that.
Okay.
What time is that? Is that the first fight?
It's listed at 7 p.m. Eastern.
So it starts at 7.
Juan Geraldez versus Jose Miguel Borrego.
Here's the better question, Danny. Okay. Do I even, with all these people roaming around, like hanging out, I said, come over around 9. Should I tell them to come over later than that?
No. I mean, you can get it like a nice pregame going for some of them. Obviously, you can on EMP 180, but...
But nobody cares about any of these fights. So
care about Kevin Newman, Antonio Hernandez.
We're watching NFL preseason football, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I legitimately don't know any of these names. So, right. I mean, what does it matter? Just have a couple beers. You can put it.
Now, who do you have? Who do you have in the Savannah Marshall Sydney LeBlanc fight?
Boys or girls?
I don't know. Savannah Marshall, it's a pro debut. Sydney LeBlanc is 4-3-1 with 0 KOs. That's on your card.
I'm seeing Savannah Marshall versus Amy Coleman. Was there a switch in the card? Listen, could this all be up in the air?
I'm just going off here. I just got what I got from Bloody Elbow right here. I just did one of those Google searches to find out about Sydney LeBlanc, Matt LeBlanc's sister or brother. Yeah. I don't know if it's boys or girls.
I loved her brother's work.
You think
Friends.
She's an extra?
Loves her brother.
Joey doesn't share. Oh, I got it. That was a good one.
800-636-1067, the number. The question I want answered, there's two of them. Two things that I'm chewing on here. First is there any chance this fight is good? Okay. And how is it that you will feel at the end of the night like you got your money's worth? What has to happen? Does Mayweather or McGregor have to get knocked out? Do you just need to have a clear winner? Does someone have to get knocked to the mat at some point? For me, I will feel like I got my money's worth if the fight isn't terrible. If the fight isn't disinteresting. If these guys are landing punches and actually invested. If they're fighting as if it matters to them and they're not just there to collect a paycheck. Because I think you can tell the difference. If Floyd Mayweather's just hopping all over the place and never gets touched and throws 6 punches that landed are important, and McGregor fights like he fights in a cage where he's hell-bent on winning, I'm going to feel like I got my money's worth, no matter what happens. I don't care if it goes 12 rounds, no one gets knocked out, I will feel good about the purchase. Because for me, it's just kind of an excuse to have a bunch of people around for something crazy. Like, we could be watching the eclipse that was a big letdown. If enough people are around drinking and eating, then it's worthwhile. Yeah, and then you could tell me that the totality wasn't just right and no one actually thought it was going to get dark and all those things. The other thing I want to know from boxing people, this Paulie Maggiano character where you get a meal and then he gives you a second meal to take home and they have like a $40 for 2 people special with
They're
an appetizer
so good.
And an entree.
So tasty.
I love his restaurants. This guy. who's now like trying to fight Conor McGregor outside of the venue where he's doing his weigh-in.
I need people to be so much more embarrassed than they are. They need a constant shame bell.
Why shouldn't that guy be taken off the call of this fight? You mean to tell me that if Troy Aikman got into a near fight with Jay Gruden 2 days before a Redskins-Cowboys game, and that 2 weeks before that was going public with all of his issues with what a clown Jay Gruden is because while he was helping him get ready for the game, they got into it, he would still call the Redskins game on Fox?
I mean, it's beyond
people
that.
Get taken off of broadcast because they have the same name as Confederate generals.
160 years later. I wouldn't even go this far. I'd say it's more of a, you hire someone as a consultant to like look at your offense, and then somehow that guy gets promoted to like be part of a game broadcast. But meanwhile, like he's like running down the offense and like almost gets in fights with people. This is so embarrassing. Everyone needs to be so much more embarrassed than they are. People are endorsing spectacles. We need to stop endorsing spectacles. This should get a 0.0. No one should spend a single dime on this so this crap goes away. Please help Rule of Law come back. It's not. It's awful. It's despicable. It's embarrassing. This is a Kardashian slap fight. Congratulations.
Can I annoy you by calling you constantly to update you during the Sidney LeBlanc fight? How good king would you be if I just keep blowing up your phone like, dude, LeBlanc just landed one. Sidney landed one.
This will normally, if I was awake and sober, I'd be like, good, this is too annoying. Stop it. Those will be directly ignored. That phone could be touching my ear on speaker, and I wouldn't notice. I will be face down, passed out, drunk from the Junkie Summer Dress Party, one of the fun events. I like fun things. This is fun. I will participate in fun. Something that sucks and is an embarrassment, I won't. There's your difference.
No fun, Rouye.
Yeah.
Dave in Sterling. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Robert.
Guys, love the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I think there's, you know, Grant, I agree with you. There's really only one way that this fight's going to be worth the money is if both guys get bloody. Like you said, they're both throwing punches, they're both getting hit, et cetera. Mayweather dancing around, even, you know, knocking out McGregor, I don't think that's going to be worth it.
Appreciate you, man. And that's the fear, I think, that I have, is that's what it's going to look like. Kevin in Bristol.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Hey, Bob.
Two things. First, on the start time of the fight, Vegas has it at starting an over-under at 11:59. So you
really?
Can bet whether or not they actually are going to be in the octagon by 11:59.
That's way earlier than I think that might be the easiest bet of the night. Honestly, I'm guessing, right. I mean, I know nothing, so maybe I'm an idiot. I'm guessing it's going to be like 12:43 in the morning. That would be my
over-under. I think it's going to be later. And then secondly, there's only one way that these guys make three times what they make on Saturday, and that's if they fight three times. And the only way that happens is if McGregor wins. And so I'm convinced that as corrupt as this sport is,
yep.
McGregor is going to win. It's going to force an automatic rematch that Mayweather then dominates, and now the third is the rubber match to see who wins.
Would Mayweather give up his perfect record, his legacy, and whatever else comes with him losing to a UFC fighter, which is, I think, his credibility, frankly, to have two more paydays?
$300 million? Yeah. I bet she does.
You remember, they had a press conference a month ago, and they were screaming, doing all the typical hype press conference. They had pictures of those guys in the same jet plane flying together across the pond to England.
Well, now, Luke Thomas came on. Let me tell you this real quick. Luke Thomas came on and told us it was fake news, because I made that same point. I go, this is just, this stupid theater is nonsense. It's a puppet show. And Luke said they actually, there are two distinct ones that was like Photoshopped together. So that was fake news, is what I will say. That's what Luke told me.
I hate the phrase fake news.
Sorry.
For the record. I'm not getting mad at you.
Just relaying what Luke told us.
Yes, that's fine. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying
what
I hate
that.
What
you just said is fake news. Right. You're the problem, okay?
That said, I don't think he would do that. I think he's got to protect the business. I really do believe that boxing's future is at stake. I believe that. I don't think the sport will be viewed with any credence, credibility, whatever it has left, it's gone if McGregor knocks out Floyd Mayweather. It is gone. It is over. Rich and only.
What's going on, guys?
Richard.
First off, Danny's enthusiasm for the undercard is just amazing.
It's yeah. I mean, if you're not excited about Jordanus Ugas and Thomas DeLorme, I don't know what to tell you. I have nothing else to sell you.
It's going to be epic undercards. The only way this fight becomes epic in my mind is McGregor dominates early. Mayweather runs away for the rest of the fight. McGregor gets frustrated and just kicks him square in the face, and then there's a huge melee afterwards. That's the only way it's going
to
be epic.
So I'm not ruling that out, by the way, Rich. I actually mentioned this to someone yesterday. Two things on him kicking Mayweather. First, isn't it just muscle memory for a guy who's been doing UFC his entire life that at some point he could just throw a kick right at the body? What is preventing him? And I don't even mean that he's going to do it consciously and in a dirty way. But he's in the middle of a fight and he just throws a kick out there because it's what he's been doing for 10 years, where he just kicks him right in the ribs.
Yeah. I mean, again, people need to recognize.
Would they stop the fight right then?
I think there's probably something in the contract where if you do something, I don't know, besides punch, then you instantly forfeit and the whole thing's over. I'm telling you, there is some sort of shabingus that's going to happen.
Danny, I just realized this. You might be right. I hadn't thought about this. Something's going to happen where the fight's going to get stopped early on.
I'm telling you, nonsense is going to occur. I want everyone to instantly feel, oh my God, I wasted my money. I want everyone to feel the shame of this so this crap doesn't happen anymore.
If the fight gets stopped because Conor kicks him or something like that happens in the first round or two, I will come in on Monday and the show will be called Danny Ruye is Correct and I'm an Idiot.
It's going to be something either like a BS decision or like there'll be a controversial stoppage where they have to fight again.
I'll take that.
Well, but I'm saying it'll be like Conor McGregor accidentally, quote unquote. It'll be debatable whether or not he kicked a shin or like he kneed a thigh when they were in close grip or something like that.
Will it be premeditated? Like, do they already know what's going to happen, WWE style?
Whether or not that's the case, no one will ever be able to prove it in a court of law.
But I'm asking you what you think.
I think.
Like, do you think right now they're like, hey, I'm going to kick you in the second round, we'll stop the
fight? I think they're going to do something to do this again. I now firmly believe it because I don't trust anything involved with this stupid spectacle.
Andre's in Manassas. What's up, Dre?
Dre.
Hey, guys. I mean, the good thing is, however, you don't have the same promoter promoting both guys. So I don't think any of the shenanigans are going to take place. You have one promoter, Mayweather. He's not going to, you know, and I think both these guys are professionals. I think we need to remember that these guys are professionals, even though we don't like the sport. Two things I would like to see happen.
Dre, they're professionals in a shady sport where nonsense happens all the time.
That may very well be true. But two things I like to see what happened in this fight. I want to see, A, whether or not Conor McGregor's corner will throw in the towel, because I really believe it can be a beatdown, and I think he may have this MMA mentality where they're not going to throw in the towel, so I'm curious to see that. And more importantly, I want to see what happens at the beginning of the fight. This reminds me of the Ricky Hatton fight when all the Brits were in there and the entire arena was pulling for Ricky Hatton until the Brits started booing the American anthem. So I like to see if there's going to be a sea change of people in the stadium and even at home watching their couches who were pulling for McGregor, but the minute the Irish fans started booing the American flag, the American anthem, whether or not they're going to change their minds at that fight. Which tribe do you belong to?
Appreciate you, Dre.
Interesting.
I like that. Looking forward to Saturday night. Full recap for you on Monday from Danny Ruye, our boxing expert when it comes to Mayweather and McGregor.
All things pugilism. Somebody that's deeply involved. I'm trying to think of when the last boxing match I actually watched was.
Luke Ruye.
It may have been when De La Hoya got punched in the side and went down. And after the fight, he was like, he hit me with the perfect punch. There was nothing I could do about it. And it was like, that was really soft way that you went down there, dude. Hit you kind of awkwardly on the side. It was like a glancing blow on the side.
I'm sure it didn't hurt really bad.
I'm sure it did, but it looked really pathetic and sad.
Punched really bad, hard in the side. Probably hurt really bad.
Not in the side, right? In the nose, though. Broke this ugly thing a couple times.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Who broke your nose?
Multiple guys. Seth Yahalem broke my nose in fourth grade. Swelled that son of a gun up terrible.
No way.
I caught an elbow on the basketball court that broke it, that re-broke it. A couple different bouts of
fisticuffs. When's the last time you got punched in the face?
Like college.
In a fight of what type?
A pretty big melee.
Bar fight?
Outside of a bar, but yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It was broken nose that night?
No, thankfully. This giant nose target on my face was avoided.
That big old beak?
It's right there for people to hit.
Jordan Reed is back at practice. He's on the field for defenders to hit finally. Next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.